In Mexico City, the mayor has hired none other than Rudy Giuliani to clean up the city's crime-ridden streets. The former New York mayor's security consultancy will collect a fee of $4.3 million for its services. In a press conference in New York, Giuliani said he's going to use the same strategy that worked in the Big Apple back in the 1990s, chiefly cracking down on petty criminals and corrupt cops. But as NPR's Jerry Haddon reports, New York and Mexico City are vastly different towns.
Downtown Mexico City. Centuries-old colonial buildings line streets crammed with informal markets. Vendors sell everything from clothes to hair products to appliances. Nearly 500 crimes a day are reported here, most of them assaults. Vendor Jose Luis Medina keeps a close eye on his pallet of irons as throngs of residents jostle past. The crime here is very high. The atmosphere is tough, he says. We can't take it anymore. I was talking with my wife, and we think hiring Giuliani is a good idea. It doesn't matter that he's never been here, he adds. When Giuliani announced the deal with Mexico last week, he said his firm would first focus on studying the city's crime statistics. Off the bat, he'll have difficulties. Experts here say most crimes go unreported. That's because people don't trust the police. Luis Fernandez Navarro is the opinions editor for the Mexico City daily newspaper La Jornada. We have a city, a country, in which the police, who are in charge of applying the law, usually are the first to violate it, he says. They're responsible for much of the assaults and infractions. I'm not saying it doesn't happen in the U.S. too, he adds, but there's a qualitative difference. Along another narrow city street, mother of two, Alicia Ayala, runs an umbrella stand. She huddles beneath a green one, hidden from the hot sun. She says she has nothing to protect her from the bribe she must pay to local cops just to stay open. Just imagine, she says, it's a huge business. You have to give to all of us, and we'll be content, they say. It's been a big problem, she adds. It's a whole chain. Ayala says she and her companions have heard the tough-talking Giuliani helped reduce crime by two-thirds in New York, but she questions Giuliani's statement last week that the two cities have much in common. That's the problem, she says. We have a social situation that has different features. The unemployment here is so high, the salaries so low. There are various factors that contribute to crime, she says. It's not so easy to solve. Giuliani's main weapon against New York crime was his zero-tolerance policy, in which police cracked down hard on small-time crooks. Back in the 1990s, his men in blue took heat from human rights groups for excessive use of force and for targeting anyone who looked less than upstanding. Analysts say here, where poverty is so widespread, zero tolerance would be disastrous. Again, editor Luis Hernandez Navarro. If we look in the streets in Mexico, he says, they're filled with the indigent and street kids. The problem is that the zero-tolerance policy criminalizes such poverty, and it doesn't necessarily get rid of the causes. In the press, Giuliani has been portrayed as a trigger-happy gunman, hired to make the middle classes feel safer at the expense of the poor. Some analysts call hiring Giuliani a political move by the capital's mayor, Andrés López Obrador, who may run for president in 2006. As city dwellers debate the merits of the Giuliani deal, at least one street cop can't wait for his arrival. Lieutenant Sergeant Juan Honor Asente has been chasing thugs and muggers for 11 years around Mexico's Central Plaza, or Zócalo. We think he can help, he says. People are criticizing our chief, but we're here on the street, and we see what he did for New York City, and we think it's good. Giuliani will pay his first visit to Mexico City in November. By then, the city will have unleashed another weapon against crime, street police dressed as cowboys, complete with wide-brimmed sombreros and spurs. They're meant to make tourists feel more at ease. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.